fuck out right now. Don't wait till tomorrow.
Okay, and how do you have the capacity? No. Well, is that because Puerto Rico is nature and is non-physical?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Geography is non-physical.
Burn, Argentina. Poof, there it goes.
So,
Australia.
Humans, they got it backwards. They think nature is more physical than them. And
that's why you laughingly talk about
the human word is the only thing that's physical. Human words, the only thing physical.
Hey, Bob.
Is that true, Carol?
And you turn around and start making the point about Pele. You're trying to make the point about Pele, and that's why we just laughing. Because Pele is in our pocket.
Right. Well, it's another non-physical. There's hardly any physical. It's just our words. But they control everything.
Except
hey, Bob.
Your interaction with the aliens.
Right, but you just said very little. The word is very little? Tiny? Cellular?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, but it does control
you
everything.
Humans.
All until recently,
you
until
humans.
The tech body showed
you
up.
Humans.
You
humans.
Yeah, that was your first
you
word
think,
in Ian back in April 15th, 2009, Ion. You at the end of your interview, you went, you humans. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Category.
No, I meant I let Ion spin these.
You think something has to be, if it's important, it has to be very big. That's not the case. The most important things are tiny, 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 like Dr. Dean. Tiny, tiny, tiny.
Okay.
Hey, Bob.
What?
Category 5 storm heading to Puerto Rico.
Oh, it's going to be evaporating.
Widespread devastation. The winds have swept away the roofs of almost every house.
Already?
Yeah.
So, Ion, is a storm non-physical?
No, the storm is what is the winds that blow. The earthquake that destroys the rest of the grid, that's what's going to do it in.
Is that a non-physical?
The earthquake. Shaking of the earth is shaking of non-physical.
Yeah, so
we made
so
this world. We made this
all,
world so you. We made this world so that you little men have a place to survive until the day that God declares time on earth shall be no more. Fire and brimstone shall rain down, melting like the snow. What will you have, dark soul, to offer then to a dying soul?
In this particular case, I'm the God that triggers that. I make decision the next week or so, don't I?
You got until next Friday at lunch.
So is the inner the outer kingdom is non-physical. Is the inner kingdom non-physical?
Well, that's what we're saying. The bleed through is getting so heavy that you almost can't tell the difference now. Does that make sense? You almost can't tell the difference. Now, that's not exactly the case. And we're very careful because every single time without fail or exception, it's got to apply blah, 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 and all that bullshit. That's where Duffel Bag had trouble with us because it wasn't that way for his world. But that's another conversation. But then that was an Art Linkletter state of mind, kind of, wasn't it, Bob? You hadn't thought of Art Linkletter in a day, have you? And when's the last time you thought
Not
of Art Linkletter? Not in a few
about
days,
a month ago. You brought him up. You brought him up a month ago.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
You forgot a minute ago. Good.
Art Linkletter. We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. There ain't no time. It was like just next Tuesday. We said it again, so we got it good. Okay. So the rub becomes the interplay. Do you remember back burning in the belly? Way back yonder, Bob, remember? And we talked about the outer and inner and the middle kingdom merging back together. And that's sort of what the overflow and the overlay is what you're having to deal with. When the unquiet dead start getting up, they talk about it. That when Jesus comes split these in the sky and they bust them graves, bust wide open, and people get up out of the graves, and they're the remnant, and they get the rupture. You got to go through the rupture. Don't forget about the rupture. Some of your people believe in the rupture. Don't forget about that. Oh,
that's the rapture. Jesus. That's what the X is about.
Oh,
the sex guys on the vehicles.
Oh,
the X.
There you go. There you go.
You said an overlay. Is the middle kingdom in there as non-physical too?
Well, we'd have to say yes, because it's temporal. See, that's all temporal until you create a new heaven and a new earth. We got to get the new earth ready to go back home, which is not your home, but everybody else's home, to get you all back to heaven. You want to go to
right,
heaven,
and that place
you don't
out
seem
there,
to want to go today. You just don't seem to want
that,
to go today.
That place out there, Andromeda, is that non-physical? Mm-hmm. Yes, according to what we've been saying. So
yeah.
Our parallel worlds non-physical.
That's why Vestal thinks this world is not my home. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why.
But are parallel worlds non-physical?
They would have to be, Bob. They'd have to be, because how could this world be non-physical and a parallel world be physical? The merging alone would crush it. Don't
right.
you remember Walter on Fringe when Gene
yes.
on one world had spots and Gene in the other world didn't have spots? That was huge,
yeah.
Bob. he liked jeans.
Yeah.
He liked
I think
jeans.
Neufeld missed that. Dave Neufeld missed that. And Mike Kroger and Alan Dutai. All three missed it.
Can I continue?
No. Yeah. I mean, this is pretty,
no,
pretty interesting, Carol. Is Carol non-physical?
Oh,
if I look out there,
she's
see
the
Carol,
best.
She not
she's the best. She's the best. She's the best physical you've ever had. That's all we can say.
Okay. So, well, digress from there, Carol. You
yeah.
Oh, digress. Now, look, Carol, he's embarrassed. Now he can digress. Look at there. It's pretty good.
Oh, no, if you're going to say I'm embarrassed, no. Let's pursue this. So where is the
physical? Well, no, Carol, let's get down to it. We can get down to it. We'll send his butt to bed. Wouldn't that be a treat? we'll have him stomp up the stairs and off to bed with you. That's good.
So are you saying the physical is the interval in the interval?
The resonant node.
Yeah, not the spherical resonance. That's non-physical. The resonant node
matter.
Is physical. Oh, there
that,
we got stuff, Kurt.
The spherical thing, you don't even know. You can't even prove that. See? You
right.
You can't. You don't even know that. You can't prove Marshall McLuhan ever was, and yet you quote the bastard.
Well, what if you show video of him? What's that? That can be faked?
Well, wait a minute. CNN said pussy on down. You can't do that either.
Okay, well, I expect we should have an interesting tailgate discussing this later.
Yeah. Attendees. All those aspects and ramifications apply, but it's kind of like if you take it as an artist paints a picture, a Renoir, a Van Gogh, a Rembrandt, that's Rembrandt's ideology of what that is and put it on the picture. Now, something helped it, but did he create non-physical? The painter? The painter painted the painting, and then the painting is. Then people look at the painting, and then they judge where they are in perspective of that painting. Like, I like it, I don't like it, I think it's good, I think it's a Pollock and it needs to be burnt. I think it's a Cezanne and it's overpriced. It's all these different things that have value judgments that are constitutionally to it from a based on where you are. You see, that's why artists' works get much more valuable after they're dead, because the thing that connects it to the non-physical is now immersed in the non-physical. So they're worth much more after the artisan is dead. You see?
You're muted, Bob, for some reason.
Did he say the painting was non-physical? Is that what he started with?
After, it's more non-physical after the artist is dead. They bring more money.
I see. Yeah, it's in the interval, too, as a creation.
Precisely, and that's what we're saying. A TV show is in the interval, because it can change. They say, oh,
right.
fake news. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. Now you're having a fucking argument. You're arguing about it. You're not proving the point. It just is the code for an argument. Yes, he is. He's a bigot. No, he's not. He doesn't hate niggers. He hates everybody. It's not that way. You can't use that as a bias for why something is or is not incapacitation. Incapacitation. Not
almost too many words there.
Incapacitation. Almost, well.
Almost too many words there. Let's let that lie. All right,
we're here.
Let it lay.
Yeah, you guys.
Sorry, we botched Carol's special moment.
No, I don't care.
Oh, no, it's on the point. It's on the right point. No, it's on a great point because it lays out what you're trying to develop here from the power of the Book of the Dead. If you could only see this world for what it really is, this would be the most powerful thing you ever lay your hands on. You cannot let go of the firmament thereof, and it is falling from under your feet right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yet, you hold it as dear. You hold it as true. You're trying to save it, but you don't know how.
There's a traditional meaning of firmament, but we added the meaning audience for firmament.
All right.
Okay.
The cloud.
Are you including that? You're including that?
We do. We do. And here, while we have fun about this audience of 12 or 13, then all of a sudden now you've got people coming out of the woodwork, been listening all along, know more about you than you do, Bob. They know more about you than you do. They know when you found out you're the dark soul, what it meant to, and how Reverend Stang reacted to it, and what Jerry Fialco would want to say if he was able to say anything. And, you know, the normal pictures. The normal picture that we all do so love and enjoy.
Okay, very good. Take it away, Carol.
Take it away. Thank you, thank you. Continuing. Let life rise out of death. Let not the decay caused by any reptile make an end of me. And let not enemies come against me in their various forms. Give thou me not over to the slaughter in this execution chamber, who killeth the members and maketh them rot, being himself invisible, and who destroyeth the bodies of the dead and liveth by carnage. Let me live and perform his order. I will do what is commanded by him. Give me not over to his fingers. Let him not overcome me, for I am under thy command, O Lord of the gods. Now, this business, give me to him and me and Lord, that's all me, right, Ion?
It is, but a good way to explain it is Ralph Stanley's version of O Death. Just make a little notation there, because everybody will go into it. It's a song that he sings where Ralph Stanley, is talking to death. Acapulco, it's fabulous. It's a wonderful day. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, death, won't you spare me over to another year? Death's coming to get him. Well, that's talking to him. It's like you're prescribing. Your words are sound. But the example is that in that song would say, oh, death, hold back. See, the death angel, don't get me today. Wait till tomorrow. I got things to do. I got potassium to perfect. I can't go today. Go talk to me next Tuesday. And it makes it easy. Because now what happens is you're having a conversation, as Bob would say, to and with yourself, trying to convince you, yourself, and you that that's prescribable, proscribable. So that's great, and it's getting good. Y'all starting to get this now, because what's happening is there's fixing to be nothing left. There's fixing to be nothing left. There's fixing to be nothing left to say you can't figure this out. There's fixing to be no excuse. It's all exposed. It's all lined up. It's all lined out. It's all the ups down, the overs under. You got it. So now if the upside down comes, if Thompson rains again, you can go right down there and you go right back out. If you ought to know this in 2000, what was it, 17? We think it was 17. You'd have never had to go through all that bullshit. But no, you had to go through it. And it was not pretty.
We lost.
It's a good condition.
We lost people. Yeah. Okay, continuing. Homage to thee, O my divine father Osiris. Thou livest with thy members. Thou didst not decay. Thou didst not become worms. Thou didst not wither, thou didst not rot, thou didst not putrefy, thou didst not turn into worms. I am the God Kepera, and my members shall have been everlastingly, shall have been everlastingly. I shall not decay, I shall not rot, I shall not putrefy, I shall not turn into worms, and I shall not see corruption before the eye of the God Shu. I shall have my being, I shall have my... It says, I shall have by being. Maybe they made a typo. I shall live, I shall live, I shall flourish. I shall flourish, I shall flourish.
I shall have my being, I shall have by being.
Yeah.
Get that?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. It's by being
I shall be. Yep. I shall live, I shall live, I shall flourish, I shall flourish, I shall flourish. I shall wake up in peace. I shall not putrefy. A lot of what they call them affirmations, positive affirmations here, kind of new age
to be here. They're trying to convince, these dead people count are trying to convince themselves that they've got a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I shall wake up in peace. I shall not putrefy. My intestines shall not perish. I shall not suffer injury. My eyes shall not decay. The form of my face shall not disappear. My ears shall not become deaf. My head shall not be separated from my neck. My tongue shall not be removed. My hair shall not be cut off. My eyebrows shall not be shaved away. And no evil defect shall assail me. My body shall be stabilized. It shall neither become a ruin nor be
destroyed
on this earth.
It shall be stabilized, not stabilized. Stablished. It shall be stablished. Which may be a stabilizing position, but established, look here, like to establish something, it's the past that establishes establishment. Established.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay, so what this is, that's a description of total body meltdown ion.
Yep,
these people
who don't
know that they could still be alive and flourishing, they're just succumbing to total body meltdown, and those are the walking dead that you're always talking about.
Well, isn't it funny that everybody gets on the goober snatcher trying to order one more product to take a wrinkle away, make a hair turn color, make a saggy titty come back up, make a saggy something fall back a line, some human growth hormone so I can fuck like a kid again, and one more little pill for this, and my Peyronie's disease gets fixed there, and my manicures get fixed here, and I have a plastic Bondo face job, and I work all these miracles so that I can have the perfectly tucked skin under my turkey neck behind my ears. See, they move heaven and earth obsessively trying to be beautiful people, as the song says.
Yep. Very good.
And then it can be alternative chapter. Example of this very conversation. It's pretty good.
Mm. Yep. Very good. Next chapter heading, the chapter of not perishing and of being alive in Kurt Netter. So here we are. Kurt Netter, the underworld. The Osiris Ani saith, hail ye children of the God Shu. The Tuat hath gained the mastery over his diadem. Among the Hammamet spirits, may I arise, even as did arise Osiris. And then immediately into the next chapter called the chapter of not going into the block of the God. And that's one title I couldn't figure out, into the block of the God. Can you describe that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go do it, and then we'll give a comparison to run it back out. Because basically, the block of the capacity of Godship is there, but if you don't know it, it doesn't do you any good. You see?
Yeah.
We send Bob his throne chair, but if he won't sit in it, it's still his throne chair, but he won't sit in it.
Yeah. Bob got a new throne chair today. Actually.
He did. It's great.
Yeah. Very good. Continuing. The Osiris Ani saith, my head was fastened on my body in heaven. O guardian of the earth by Ra, This was granted to me on the day of my being established, when I rose up out of a state of weakness upon my two feet. On the day of cutting off the hair, Set and the company of the gods fastened my head to my neck, and it became as firm as it was originally. Let nothing happen to shake it off again. Make ye me safe from the murderer of my father. I have tied together the two earths. There we go. Nut hath fastened together the vertebrae of my neck, and I behold them as they were originally, and they are seen in the order wherein they were when as yet Matt was not seen, and when the gods were not born in visible forms. I am Penti. I am the heir of the great gods. I, the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth. So yeah, they're it's like they're putting back together the person who has his head cut off and all that. So it's all good. It's
reanimation.
Raising people from the dead. Raising
reanimation.
People from the dead.
Reanimation.
Uh-huh. Good. So then we continue.
And that's funny, Karen, because then Bob would bring up and say, see, Karen, I should have never let you cut my hair, because that was the hair. Then he was worried about it falling out. Now he puts dirt on his head to make the hair grow back. Isn't it great? And then all his hair grew back. And then he's got to get it. And he fusses because he has to get a haircut. It's rich.
Yeah. That's our dark soul, Bob. Next chapter is called The Chapter of Not Being Transported to the East. In Kurt Nasher. Now, the east, that's where the Eastern Gate, that's where... Yeah. Why don't they want to go to the Eastern Gate?
Because it's over. The jig's up. The jig is up when they hit the Eastern Gate. That's where it opens up. Yeah. That's the way you're going back home.
Yeah. Okay. So, going back home, though, isn't that what they want to do?
No, they don't know what home is from there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See, they've missed that boat, or so they think. They're still hoping for eternal life, Carolyn. When they're in that state, they're hoping. Eternal life is not promised to them. Mm-hmm. What if they don't have the Book of the Dead? They're stuck like Chuck. They become worm feed.
Mm-hmm. Bob's laughing in the background. My gosh, he's laughing. Okay.
With the pinnacle, with the pinnacle card playing worms.
Yeah, he's laughing. So yes, because a while back in the book, you had said under a hymn of praise to Ra, when he rises in the eastern part of heaven. You said, when Jesus splits the Eastern Gate, when those levels are pierced, when Olivia went between the two worlds, how the aliens are going to come and greet you, this portal will open, the Eastern Gate. This is the celebration of when it's open. The tech body has the portal sealed. Heaven is here on earth. So the question is for us gods, how do we open the gate in spite of the tech body ion?
Well, work on that.
Got it. Okay. Hear that, Bob? Work on that. Now, Bob doesn't know what the word work means.
I understand.
Yeah.
But he has work done on him. He goes, gets a non-chiropractor, a non-massage. He goes to the massage. Yeah. He goes to the massage, lays on the table. They go, why are you here? He said, well, I came to get a massage. And he says, you're the most relaxed person on this planet. You have no tension anywhere in your body. You have no muscle tight. You have no nothing that's a problem. You don't have a care, work, worry in the world. Why are you here? Well, they told me I should come get a massage, so love me up, I guess. You know, there it goes.
True, but many people who know me say, Bob, you work harder than me or anybody else I know. So I do work hard, Carolyn.
Who said that, Bob?
Tommy Brady. Todd McBrady.
Well, he's such a slacker. It isn't even funny.
See, no. He's a work. He's made 100 films, you know. He's all he does is work. He forgot to come here.
Oh, right.
Wrong example.
Okay, continuing. The Osiris Ani saith, "Hail Phallus of Ra."
He's got Peter problem. Peter problem. Here we go. Carolyn, you can't go to bed yet, darling. You just got to suffer through this one, darling.
I know. I can deal with it. As a medical professional, you know, I've seen lots of these things, so.
Oh, my goodness. These things. Look at that. These things. Ooh, yes. These things. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's more than one. Uh-huh. So there you go.
Things, yeah. Hail Phallus of Ra, which advanceth and beateth down opposition. Uh-huh. True pornography.
Down opposition. True.
Beateth. Things which have been without motion, the phallus, for millions of years have come into life through Baba. So, Baba the tech body.
That's Baba.
Baba.
Baba. No, Baba. Baba. J.R. Bob's dog. Baba. That's how they say Bob if you have a lisp. They say Baba.
J.R. Baba Dobbs. Okay.
J.R. Baba Dobbs.
And continuing. I'm stronger thereby than the strong, and I have more power thereby than the mighty. Now let me not be carried away in a boat, or be seized violently and taken to the east to have the festivals of Sabah devils celebrated on me. So this guy's fighting. He doesn't want to go to the east.
Right.
Okay. Now I think I have these words here. We don't want to, maybe I said them, we don't want to be taken to the east until we control the tech body. What is going on now in Iran with the physical being the physical representation of the East.
That's not East.
Oh. Well, it's east of here.
Well, but, no, yeah, no. A lot of things are. You know, it's east of East. It's just a little east of Eden, too, but, yeah, not the Eastern Gate.
Okay, then that's forget that, because then I said, as part of my question, and the tech body is the war that's going to be conducted with tech body drones. Yeah, it's going to be a drone war. If there's a war, it's going to be a drone war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not the Eastern Gate.
Right.
Get it. Okay. Continuing. Let not deadly wounds be inflicted upon me, and let me not be gored by horns. Thou shalt neither fall nor eat fish made by Tibun. Now, I don't know about the fish, but the question here was about the infallibility of a god. And with that, the deadly wounds, well, if we're gods, we don't get wounds, correct?
Correct. Well, you can't sustain damage if you get wounded.
Right. And then that's part of the benefits of our products is, like with the Pico Silver, it stimulates stem cell production, so it's going to heal anything. Anyway, so that jumped out at me. Continuing, now no evil thing of any kind whatsoever shall be done unto me by the Sabah devils. Now, this is the first time, I think, that the devils came up. But the thing of it is, if you're a god, there is no evil. And, you know, there's no good, no evil. Everything is just is. So are they just bringing up the last of the teasing and prodding of...
This is for dead people, Carolyn. So, yes, they are suffering under all those appendages. That's the rub. That's you know, if they were ascended, they wouldn't be in hell or the underworld. They wouldn't be there.
Well,
They'd be.
I'm already thinking, yeah, I'm a god and I'm through all this. But, yeah, that's Gotcha.
Well, and you in essence are, because if they threaten you with it, you can say, I vacation in hell. What are you talking about?
Yes. I live with a devil. What do you want?
It's true.
Say something.
It's true. Say something. Hey!
Hey! Continuing, I shall not be gored by horns. Therefore, the phallus of Ra, which is the head of Osiris, shall not be swallowed up. Behold, I
That's a, like, no a swallowing. Bad Maynard fellatio, a bad Maynard fellatio-based
right.
relationship with the devil. There you go. And then what you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Behold, I shall come into me sealed, and I shall cut the grain. The gods shall provide me with food. Thou shalt not then be gored. Ra, Kapara. There shall not be then pus in the eye of Tam, and it shall not be destroyed. Violence shall not be done unto me, and I shall be carried away in my boat to the east. Uh-oh, he's going to the east. What happened? What happened, Ion?
When he gets that part, he'll be resuscitated.
Yeah, got it.
When it gets fixed, but until it gets fixed, they're scared of it. That's like if you were sure of heaven, you'd want to die. If you were sure of heaven,
Got it. Perfect. Continuing. To have the festivals of the Sebau devils celebrated on me in evil fashion. That was the continuation of the sentence above. Let me just finish. Go back to the sentence. Violence shall not be done unto me, and I shall not be carried away in my boat to the east to have the festivals of the Sebau devils celebrated on me in evil fashion. Cruel gnashes with knives shall not be inflicted upon me, and I shall not be carried away in my boat to the east. I, the Osiris, the assessor of the holy offerings of all the gods, Ani, whose word is truth, happily the Lord of fealty to Osiris. Continuing.
The base to get you in between where you are and where you're going and how you get there from there. Precisely.
Yeah. The in-between. And that's what the words kind of, going back and forth there. They're going back and forth. One world, the other world. Next chapter. The chapter of not letting the head of a man be cut off from his body in Kurt Netter. So if someone's coming after you and is going to cut your head off, these are the words that you can speak. Very helpful.
Correct. It's the Maynard, all of the shows with the Maynads, those horned devils with the cow's head. That's what that's regarding. That's the ramifications. See, they take this stuff and then they make movies out of it. They accuse us of raping or stealing or plagiarizing these constructs. It's just kind of silly to us, but anyhow, it doesn't make any difference. Instead, what it's actually doing is validating how can it show up everywhere? How can every religion have this horned devil monster that's to do everybody in? You see?
Yeah, nice. Very good. The Osiris Ani saith, I am a great one, the son of a great one. I am fire, the son of fire, to whom was given his head after it had been cut off. The head of Osiris was not removed from his body, and the head of Osiris Ani shall not be removed from his body. I have knitted myself together. I have made myself whole and complete. I shall renew my youth. I am Osiris himself, the Lord of eternity. So I'm saying they're rising from the dead.
Yay. Raised.
Raised. Continuing, the next chapter is called the chapter of making the soul to be joined to its body in Kurt Netter. Now, I'm saying here, Ion, the soul is the stenographer. does a God still need a stenographer? Because a God doesn't need anything.
No. No, but it's not. This is the dead guy trying to find out what he missed. The stenographer tells what you missed. So it's trying to figure out what it missed because they don't know no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're still in the dead zone. Got it. The Osiris Ani saith, Hail thou gods, Hail thou God Anau, Hail thou God Hereri, who dwelleth in thy hall, the great God. Grant thou that my soul may come to me from any place wherein it may be. Even if it would tarry, let my soul be brought unto me from any place wherein it may be. Thou findest the eye of Horus standing by thee like unto those beings who resemble Osiris, who never lie down in death. Let not the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, lie down dead among those who lie in Ani, the land where souls are joined to their bodies in thousands. Let me have possession of my Ba soul and my spirit soul. So my question here, Ion, is what is a Ba soul and what is a spirit soul? You said spirit might be interpreted as non-physical.
Yeah, the connection of putting up different aspects of you, like I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a husband, I'm a lover, I'm a this, I'm a that. Well, these aspects of where you are in the dead side, you're trying to merge all these kingdoms back together so that everything applies. And so this is the representation of how those bodies are joined together from the soul side, and then it allows then the guardians of heaven to be with So joined. Joined.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
like moving
well,
on to the next place, to sojourn into the next place.
And this reminds me of key 16, bringing
16.
All your
That's
stuff
exactly right.
together. Okay.
That's right. Those lost scissors. Damn those lost scissors.
Okay. Continuing. And let my word be truth with it, the Ba soul, in every place wherein it may be. Observe then, O ye guardians of heaven, my soul wherever it may be. Even if it would tarry, cause thou my Ba soul to see my body. Thou shalt find the eye of Horus standing by thee like the watchers. Okay, so question here.
Before you do that, that's what we were saying. This is the hooking it all back together so that you're separated, you're lost, and you have different parts that know what's going on, but they're not in the same place. This merges them all back together like you would go ask the watcher, hey, what's up? Where have I been? What have I been doing? Which world is this? How did this apply? Just like Walter tried to do.
Yeah. But my question is, what did the original writer of the dead book know about the Watchers?
You see, they're everywhere. They've been around.
Okay. That's good. Yeah.
See, you canonicalize. See, Carolyn, here's the problem with time. You canonicalize all these things. It's like, well, this happened here, and the Han Dynasty was here, and the Ming Dynasty was here, and this occurred there, and these people came, the Aborigines people came from here and there, and this time frame did this, and that era was that. When you stir that all together and put it like the bingo cart, where you put all the balls in the thing and you turn it and a number falls out, that's the same way with what you call your time in history. It keeps changing. Then you come back and you go do the Roaring Twenties all over again.
Continue.
The next thing you know, Ari Onassis comes back to take over FedEx.
FedEx. Continuing, hail ye gods who tow along the boat of the Lord of millions of years. So I'm saying Lord of millions of years. There's another time designation.
Right, which is what we just got through just going over.
Yeah.
Spinning. Okay. If those were all, if all those years were balls in a bingo game, it caught, every time you spin the wheel, it comes out different. Another number comes out.
Right.
Now, what makes it worse is that when they call the number, you put it back in the thing and it can fall out again. Then we have Groundhog Day that Bob talks about, mm-hmm. so waxes okay. and wanes so eloquently regarding.
Oh, Bob's awake. I just heard him chuckling. Continuing, who bring it over the sky of the Tuat? Who make it to journey over Nint? Who make Basols to enter into their spirit bodies? Whose hands hold the steering poles and guide it straight? Who grasp tightly your paddles, destroy ye the enemy? Thus shall the boat rejoice. And the great God shall travel on his way in peace. Moreover, grant ye that the Basol of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth before the gods, may come forth with your navel cords in the eastern sky. Eastern part of the sky, sorry. So there we have the eastern gate, sky, all positive affirmations getting closer to their God self. Correct, Ion?
Yep, to the representation that the God self presents. Because, see, they're not acknowledging God yet. They're just saying this sounds like the way we should be going. It sort of is like what we can do. Let's go with that. If this ain't there, it's going to be better than where we were. So let's try it, kind of thing.
Right. And then continuing, and that it may follow Ra to the place where he was yesterday. There's a timing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
may
bingo.
Set in peace, bingo ball, and may set in peace in Amentet. May it gaze upon its earthly body, may it take up its abode and its spirit body, may it neither perish nor be destroyed forever and forever. The rubric says, yep, the rubric says, these words shall be said over a model of the Basol made of gold, and inlaid with precious stones, which shall be placed on the breast of the Osiris. So they're directing the process, which is awesome. And I rest my case, Bob. I rest my
Excellent.
Case.
So everybody save your gold, and we'll make Bob a shield. That'd be good. We'll put it on his titties. It'd be great. And on it, we're going to write in gold. Thanks. We're going to write on the thing. Thanks for the memories.
Did something get said to me at the end about me or something? This armor I
got
to put on?
We're going to save the gold, all this gold that they're saving for you. We're going to make a golden calf, Baal, B-A-A-L.
Yeah.
But now we've decided we might make you a gold plate, a chest plate for your breast.
Well, let's make it bigger. Let's make it a... baseball grounds.
Okay. That'd be good. I like that. There's enough.
Middle. Yeah, there's enough.
In a home place.
Near the golden dream place. Where dreams never die, or what was that movie?
The field of dreams.
Field of dreams. Right. Field of dreams.
Yeah.
And we'll bring Sydney.
That's another one of those. That's another movie that you quote but have never watched.
That's right. did you get that, Carol? Sidney Crosby could teach his hockey classes on the gold smooth rink. The Skype of dreams. So you're finished, Carol? That's it?
Yeah, it was perfect. Thank you, Ion.
Okay, so we'll start talking to people, see what... people have to say about the Book of the Dead. Is this Sarah? Anonymous? Is that Sarah Zion? Or someone else? Want to identify yourself? Okay. Do you have something to say about the Book of the Dead, Nick? No, Nick? Well, you're going to have to listen to Alyssa for an hour. Can you say, Alyssa?
I'm thankful that Carolyn's doing it. I'm taking it in, and no questions come to mind. I'm just taking it in, receiving it, applying it.
Okay. Okay, so you can ask what the questions you want.
No questions come to me now, Bob.
No, in general.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not specific to the Book of the Dead?
Right.
Ah. Hey, Ion.
Oh, let me unmute him just a second. Okay, they're unmuted.
That's why what I still in that I killed a lot of. Yeah, like that.
Did you catch that, Alyssa?
What was that?
The answer to your question.
Yeah, angel talk.
Mm.
The question you're going to start with.
Well, I was going to maybe talk about my mom's abuse tonight. Is that too heavy to get into now?
Not here.
Give a fuck.
We mock all problems.
Let's lay it out. Lay it out there.
We're going to masturbate to it. We're going to get horny from this talk.
Oh, nice. Our dark soul. Our dark. Now that we've proven Bob's necrophilia.
Okay, so I felt kind of irritated and like a weird sort of resistance before tonight. Does that have to do with, like, is she okay with me talking about this?
Well, now, go back.
Yeah.
You gotta get a different direction. Start over.
Okay.
'Cause what are you asking? Does she mind? Why does she care? But go start over so we can get where you're trying to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm noting the kind of irritability that I felt, and I'm questioning if that was from the dead that are around me.
Yeah. Well, you're more, well, but this has forced you. What you're trying to say, Bob, what she's trying to say is that these things have forced an emotion that she's having to settle. Is it proper or appropriate because of the social perception that she's now being able to start to see? There are none so blind as those who will not see. Now, all of a sudden, your damn lying eyes are starting to be opened a little bit. That same thing happened to Bert. He can see now, and it's kind of tripping him out a little bit, because some of that he's kind of like, Ion, I really didn't have to see all that. I was like, well, yes, hell, you did. You need to know. You need to start to, now you're going to start to, now you're just now starting to need to know. You talk about, Bob says, that's a need to know conversation, and you don't need to know. Well, now you're starting to need to know.
Because
now you know the need. Now you know to need, which is what you do to bread.
Okay, so how old was my mom when she was abused for the first time?
Young.
Yeah. Was it in Minneapolis when she was living near Lake Calhoun?
St. Paul. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so was it a stranger, or was it somebody in her realm that she was familiar with?
A little bit of both.
Okay. And so the St. Paul location, is that relevant? Do I need to go into that, or that's just like a note? Is there something resonant about that location?
It's where it happened.
Right. Okay, so that's that. was her,
what would it be otherwise?
Well, she didn't live in St. Paul, so I was just kind of talking.
Well, you said this had to happen where she lived. She didn't stay there every day of her living life.
Yeah. Okay. Was it a man or a woman?
It happened several times. First time was a man.
And was my mom's mom, blood mom, also abused?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about my aunt?
Stop. Hold the phone just a damn minute now. What you're saying is abuse. In those days, in those worlds, it wasn't called abuse. It was called normal.
Okay.
You see? Because nowadays, if you correct a child, guess what? That's abuse.
Okay. So let's clarify. Right.
No, let's don't. Let's just stop right there. Nowadays, okay, if you take a child and they misbehave and you give them attention and you pull their pants down and you whip their ass with your hand, that's abuse.
Okay.
But in those days, that's what you did to correct your child.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and talk about how inappropriate it is, and you're not going to pull the thread to say this is why I am because of this generational levels of abuse that I've endured. Darling, we post Mary McLuhan now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that. We're not having that no more. So we'll answer your questions, and we're not tripping about that. We don't care. That's just fine. Bob don't care, so we're good. That's not the point. The point is that you're not going to pull back what they did in the 1800s
and
how those chamber pots actually worked and use that to prescribe that this is some anomalous condition now from then.
Right.
You can borrow trouble all day, but yeah, not so much.
Well, I'm coming at it from conversations I've had with my family members, like my aunt, and I'm coming at this topic with a mix of just clarity, like clarifying, you know, questions about details, but I'm obviously coming at it from more of like what we've talked about and opened up last time. So it is a mix of kind of like just, okay, you know, my aunt thought my grandma was also abused.